In 1941, having already had fairly big indications that Project 23, aka the Sovetsky Soyuz class, was perhaps pushing their technical capabilities a little bit too far, what with having to scrap one of them wholesale as the result of poor quality riveting, the upper echelons of the Soviet Navy decided that, clearly, the best thing to do was to try and build an even bigger ship. And so in May 1941, they signed off on the development of Project 24, the natural successor to Project 23 and what had eventually become Project 23 Bis. Initially, the work focused on improving the heavy anti-aircraft defences of Project 23, keeping most of the rest of the design the same, while either upping the number of 100mm anti-aircraft guns if you went with a split secondary battery, or replacing all the 152mm and 100mm guns with two dozen 130mm dual-purpose guns in twin mounts. Given the lack of Soviet radar technology at the beginning of the 1940s, there was also a requirement for no less than six spotter aircraft. Armour was to protect the ship from 16-inch shells beyond about 16,000 yards, and deck armour was supposed to be sufficient to withstand the impact of a 2,200-pound bomb, with a potential option written in for nearly 5,000-pound bomb-proof decking, if possible. Likewise, this floating brick was supposed to be able to tank an 1,100-pound torpedo warhead, and to do it all at a speed of 30 knots. But the specifications, ambitious as they were, only began to climb. The ship would need armour at the ends, against 16-inch high-explosive rounds, as well as the main citadel armour, and then the armour requirement was changed again, and now protection at the same range was to be from 18-inch shells, armour-piercing on the citadel, and high-explosive at the ends. There were also requests to protect the rudders and propellers from torpedoes, somehow, and to build the upper deck in such a way that a bomb that was exploding beneath it, but atop the main armour deck, couldn't bend that deck in such a way that it would come up and over and block the main turrets. So presumably the upper deck would have some form of breakaway panel system. Initially, Project 24 was supposed to counter the Montana class, but when it became clear toward the end of the war that those had been cancelled, the proposed enemy ship was switched over to the Iowa class. But the KGB had managed to get some seriously dodgy information, or someone had played a blinder of a misinformation game, and so the Soviets thought the Iowas had 19-inch thick belts and were faster than French super destroyers, and thus there was no room for any kind of specification reduction on Project 24. Instead, it led to a wild period of radical proposals, with main armament jumping from 9 16-inch guns to a dozen, or even a Yamato-like 9 18-inch guns. The secondary battery was variously proposed as either two dozen 6-inch guns, a dozen 7.1-inch guns taken from the Kirovs, or even eight 8.7-inch or 220mm guns, in addition to 16 130mm dual-purpose guns. The displacement of the largest versions thus ballooned to around 130,000 tons. Shortly after World War II in Europe ended, some of this battleship hyperinflation died off, but its legacy can be seen in that the revised proposal for a mere 75,000-ton ship with 9 16-inch guns was now labelled as a medium battleship, with proposals to build 9 such vessels. But this was shot down under proposals for the immediate post-war Soviet Navy, with only 2 ships authorised, and they weren't to be built until 1955. With an armament in addition to the 16-inch guns of a dozen twin 130mm mounts for 24 guns in total, plus a dozen quadruple 45mm guns and 60 25mm guns, the ships were now to be equipped with radar, rocket-propelled depth charge launchers and minesweeping gear, electronic countermeasures and electronic warfare suites, and a fighter control coordination and direction section. All of this was to be included, although, interestingly, the half-dozen scout aircraft were also to be retained. Protection requirements were reset to armour against 16-inch shells at 16,000 yards and against 2,200-pound bombs. However, trying to fit all these requirements into a 75,000-ton hull proved somewhat difficult for the Soviet designers, and with variations in both armour scheme and secondary gun layout, The designs that were generated would only get up to around 28 to 29 knots, and they range from 80 to 100,000 tons in displacement. To try and bring things under control, armour was reduced to resisting angled 16-inch shells at 16,000 yards, i.e. shells fired from at least 30 degrees off perpendicular, with perpendicular resistance to start at just over 20,000 yards, although the torpedo defence system was now to resist a 900-kilo or 1,900-pound TNT warhead. The design issues caused disagreement in various naval departments. Some argued that to retain 30 knots, the size had to be allowed to increase. Others argued for multiple smaller battleships which could act in formation and could be built with existing yards. Others advocated for dropping the battleship idea entirely, and still others argued that, well, if size was going to go up anyway, then they should go for 18-inch guns at the same time, regardless of the fact that the USSR didn't actually have a yard capable of building a 100,000-ton battleship at the time, or even an 86,000-tonner, which was the minimum displacement required with the 18-inch armament. By 1950, yet another effort was being made to squash things back to some semblance of sanity, reverting yet again to 9 16-inch guns, now with just 8 twin 130mm guns and no scout aircraft. Belt armour would be about 16 inches thick, sloped at 20 degrees, with a main armoured deck being 6.5 inches thick, with 280,000 shaft horsepower for a speed of 30 knots, and two bow thrusters added for extra agility, particularly at low speed. At Stalin's orders, range, so therefore fuel load, food, and ammunition loads were all reduced, as he stated the Soviet fleet was only ever going to fight near Soviet shores. But by 1951, the entire idea of a large battleship and the associated cost in infrastructure upgrades was receiving heavy pushback in favour of either formations of smaller battleships or the Stalingrad-class battlecruisers. And with Stalin's death in 1952, the entire thing was placed on hold and then cancelled the following year.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.